Parenting Moments and kicking off a new topic for the month of May, joined, of course, by Kimberly Eckert, founder and psychologist, Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Can you believe we're into May?
It's fantastic. Spring is here. Woo-hoo!
Yes, indeed. Yeah, the year is just zooming by here. But I always like the start of the month because you always come up with some great topics. And I know this is going to help out a lot in our Shine family. How to help teens put less pressure on themselves. Why did we do that? And yeah, teens are going through so much.
They sure are. So this month, we're going to discuss how self-compassion can help teens who are struggling with what I'm going to term toxic perfectionism.
Okay.
So, what is going on? Why are teens so stressed? Mike, you just asked that question, and that's where we're going to begin.
All right.
So, a common story, author and creator of Making Friends with Yourself, Karen Bluth, hears from teens what I often hear in my office. So, here's an example. A teen has a big exam coming up. They start a week before the exam, and they're studying incessantly. And if they're not studying, they're thinking about the exam, lying in bed, hardly sleeping, tossing and turning. You get the idea. Mm-hmm. And then, Mike, the test day comes, and they're practically paralyzed with fear, and it's very hard for them to be clear-minded as they're taking their test. This is a really tough time for teens. Many of our teens are experiencing mental health challenges. And, you know, people might say, oh, but it's always been hard on teens. But, you know, the research bears out that teens are facing unprecedented stress. Youth mental health is in a crisis, and it's not just from the pandemic. According to 2019 CDC Youth Risk Behavior Surveillance Survey, mental health among youth did a nosedive over the last decade, with depression and sadness increasing by 40%, and those with a suicide plan, increasing by 44%. So what's going on? Of course, there are many external factors that play a role. We know that the closing of schools, keeping kids isolated for their health protection, but not great for their developmental stage of connecting with peers. We also know that teens and youth report that they are stressed from all the news that they hear about the difficult things happening in their own world, but across the world. And then the thing I want to focus on today and that Karen Bluth talks about is this internal pressure, the exceedingly high standards many teens have for themselves. Whether it's a desire for straight A's, flawless skin, athletic stardom, the quest to stand out as the best is driving our teens to be relentlessly hard on themselves. And we know that this is particularly true for our teens here in Alberta. It's very relevant as they're coming to the end of the school year, and we have grade 12 students getting ready to write diploma exams that they've never done before in high school.
Okay.
So pressure's there, both externally and internally, and we're going to deal with this throughout the month and talk about hopeful strategies as we progress through this topic.
Okay, great topic. This is going to help out a lot in our Shine family. Thank you, Kimberly. We'll continue the discussion on it next week. But for now, why don't you share a little bit about Eckert Center?
All right. So we are a full-service clinic for families. Whether you want to bring your child or teen in, or you want to come in yourself as an adult, we also have a wonderful partnership with the Registered Dietitians of Revive Wellness. And again, you can reach us at eckertcenter.com and book your appointment right online. Remember, we have both male and female counselors available. So if it's your son you're worried about or your daughter you're worried about, we have Wayne, Kimberly, Harlene, and Faye all ready to go to support your children and teens with toxic perfectionism.
Awesome. A great team over there. So eckertcenter.com for more on that. And of course, Kimberly blesses somebody in our Shine family each week with a free initial visit. Who's that going to?
That's let's go with caller number three today.
Caller three at 403-276-8888. Oh, and Kimberly, I got to say, happy Mother's Day ahead of the weekend to you.
Oh, my goodness. It's early this year. That's right.
And I'm sure you'll want to thank that mother of yours.
I will. Oh, every morning when I call her, Mike, I say, good morning, sweet mother of mine.
Oh,
and
nice.
So, my sweet mother, thank you for being just so good at loving me and truly keeping me connected to my faith through your dedication in showing me that my true worth comes from Jesus.
Amen. Well, thank you for that. And yes, a happy Mother's Day to you. I hope you enjoy the weekend as well, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll get to the phone. Caller 3, 403-276-8888, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.